is a guarantee.
Is it time for another good day? Of course it's time for another good day to you on the first day of March.
I know.
Oh, them apples. March the 1st, 3-1-1-1. Right, spring. Yeah, where is spring? Still looking at 3 feet of snow here on the farm, but it's raining today. And the temperature right now, right about freeze, supposed to go up to about 49, and that'll cut right into the snow 3 or 4 days of this. By that time, I'll be gone. A little snow again, probably. Who knows?
Good news for you.
Yes. Well, the good news is that Christian Bale did forget his wife's name.
No. Yeah. Really?
Well, what is his wife's name? Does anybody know?
No, I don't even think he does.
That's the important. There's the news of the day. Well, some of the news of the day. Jennifer Horn, Gaddafi, you know, Muammar. How'd you like to have a name like that? It's like Dudley. Dudley
like
Gaddafi. How about Dudley Gaddafi?
That would be funny.
You think that'd be cool?
I think Muammar. His name sounds like candy.
You think so? It's Let's have like, a Muammar Gaddafi.
Doesn't it?
Just like a Three Musketeers. I'll have a Three Musketeers. You can have a Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm going to have a Muammar Gaddafi.
Right. As a dick. The thick.
Excuse me.
That too.
That was a Freudian
The
one.
Thick chocolate. Yes, probably. Anyway, the president... says, let's see, Gaddafi called President Barack Obama a good man, felt betrayed by America. Yes. Well, that's when you kill thousands of people, there's not going to be too much support for you, pal.
Sometimes it happens.
That's the way it happens. So here's what I want to know. What is there about the situation off the coast of Somalia that somebody hasn't figured out can be solved by placing a boat, like a PT boat or some small destroyer, and blow every one of those damn, as soon as
the pirates?
Yeah, the pirates show up. Yesterday they hijacked a couple of Danish people, and I think a family actually, in a sailboat. First of all, why are people sailing there? I guess that's the number one reason. But number two, just out of principle, the boat is there, and whenever you see a pirate ship, you just blow it up.
Can I ask you several questions?
You may.
Okay, first question. Somali pirates, do they have, like, a pirate ship, or...?
Yeah, they have the skull and crossbones. Have you seen those?
I mean, are they identifiable
skull and crossbones.
Like
absolutely. They look just like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so they are identifiable.
They're easily identifiable.
Okay.
Right.
Section 2, question 2, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't understand why anybody would want to go sailing out in the...
Well, the water's nice and it's warm there.
The peaceful waters of Somalia.
Yeah, right,
but...
Yeah.
Do they want to jump on little boats? Because it seems like the last few stories we've been hearing, I mean, I could get why they'd want to jump on big boats.
Throw the people away and sell the boat.
So that's all they're after?
That's all they're after, whatever they can get. Yeah, that's all. That's all it is.
Thank you. So you answered my two questions.
Unless somebody has a better suggestion, 800-510-8255, why can't we just send the Americans stick their nose into everything? Let them park a ship. If there is the policeman of the world, the Somali pirates come out, they blow them up.
Yeah, kind of like when the police are trying to catch speeders. They could just have like a little trap.
Right, exactly. You're done. Few of those and the message you get across, be sure of that. The New York Magazine interview published this weekend with Bernard Madoff.
Bernie.
Says the whole government is a Ponzi scheme. He's just figuring that out. He was on the phone with the interviewer from his prison in North Carolina, criticized the new financial reform, which was implemented after the economic crisis. The whole new regulatory reform is a joke, he said, or a pyramid scheme, which he knows. He's scammed how many billions of dollars from investors?
Mm-hmm. Lots.
Yeah. Says his wife is angry with him. You destroyed our family. His son committed suicide, right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yep. In front of the grandkid.
Yeah.
Generations of yuckiness.
Yeah. Right. A self-serving blowout. Okay, let's get to the real news of the day. You ready?
I'm ready. I need
this
real
news.
This
is today's real news.
Okay.
From Fargo, North Dakota, where we're heard on the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Man was surprised to find a note complimenting his music choice left by a thief who broke into his car. According to the newspaper there, the Star Tribune, Mark Neary's car was broken into when it was left unlocked in his driveway. CDs, cash, and debit cards were among the stolen items. Note left behind, robber wrote, quote, "You have amazing taste in music. Seriously, though, lock your car in the future."
Do you want to hang out sometime?
All right. We go to Ontario, California. Police ticketed a man over the weekend for watching porno movies as he drives car.
Oh, no.
Police pulled over a man after another driver called in the complaint. Caller said that 32-year-old man was speeding while watching an X-rated movie on his portable DVD player in the front seat of the car.
That's not your emergency brake, sir.
Police. <You're bad. laughs> Police pulled over the suspect. He was doing 86 miles an hour, 30 miles over the speed limit. A breathalyzer test was administered.
Uh-oh. Alcohol involved?
Charged with speeding and operating motor vehicle with a television set in the car.
Well, I've seen those.
Under the influence.
You know, all those cars now have the screen in them, and I guess there's a way that you can kind of soup them up and pull out the software of the car and put in whatever you want.
As it were.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. The real news of the day, 16-year-old Stephanie Mulligan.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up, she's interested in going back to school. However, she hasn't been allowed to go to school because she wore sweatpants to school last week.
What?
She got thrown out of school for wearing sweatpants. Lakewood High School in Ohio, 16-year-old Stephanie Mulligan. Attends classes, gets good grades, has a number of friends. She fell down a flight of stairs last Thanksgiving, and so she hurt herself, and she needs to wear a loose-fitting clothes. But the school says, nope, it violates the school's dress code. Stay home until you get better.
Wow.
Principal,
is it a private school?
Nope. Principal William Wagner said there are medical exceptions. Student would be allowed to wear sweatpants, but says that she, after all this time, isn't still injured. She needs to wear wet, regular clothes.
I can understand, though, because how long has she been sick? Since last year she's got an ankle injury?
I don't know if it's ankle or butt or whatever it is. Didn't say. But
as a kid, see, I guess I don't have as much sympathy for her because going to Catholic school, I lived with a dress code. And a dress code's a dress code. You got to follow the rules.
But you throw people out of...
We would... Holy moly, if your skirt was too short after, like, three warnings, you're out, pal.
What do you think of this, folks? 800-510-8255. I bet there'd be a lot of Facebook comments about this. Student on the hot seat for wearing sweatpants to school. What was it like when you went to school, and do you have any sympathy for this young lady or not? 800-510-8255, or you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the listen box, you'll see the Facebook insignia. Click on that. Send a note along. There's a story also today at DougStephan.com about an Oklahoma man who actually thought he'd get away with stealing a chainsaw by hiding it in his pants. You can see that story.
How did that work out, man?
I don't know. If it was running, he's in big trouble. But you can get that story at DougStephan.com. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or visit Barracuda.com.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number, Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it?
Okay.
So what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from Info Group, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling.
Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
800-510-8255. Let's see, following up on this girl who's in a hot seat for wearing sweatpants to school, Jesse writes, is there legal action here against the school? Stephanie has missed all these days of school. Is this a good example she's setting for the other students? If there are rules and you don't obey them, are there consequences? If you don't like the rules, why don't you go to the school board and try to change them? It's outrageous because they're practically denying education to this girl for a pair of sweatpants.
Now,
okay, I don't think they're denying education. I mean, we don't know how long this girl's been injured. We think, like, what, 5 months?
A couple of months.
You know, if she has a note from a doctor, then fine, wear whatever you want. But if she's just milking this so she can wear sweatpants to school.
I got news for you. All the kids wear sweatpants at school.
But this school has a dress code against
them. They have a dress code. They don't want her to wear it. Okay, let's see here.
Too. I'm really bothered. Sean, he'll wear sweatpants. Janet, I'll be like, Janet. And then you go to the class, half the kids are wearing sweatpants.
Here's Hillary who writes, I don't think that medical necessity is disobeying the rules, at least not within legitimate cause. The article, the discussion, the conflicting information, the code says oversized, saggy, baggy, or tight-fitting clothing will not be permitted. So how do we measure? What's the difference? How do we get someplace between oversized, saggy, and baggy and tight-fitting clothing? Isn't there anything better to be focused on in school than this sort of thing? Yeah, I would think. Sweatpants, isn't it better to wear sweatpants?
It's about respect for education that we have lost in this country, Doug. And if it means that we don't wear sweatpants to school, then that's what it means.
Yeah, maybe the teachers are going on strike over this.
Church, too?
Church, yeah, don't wear sweatpants. No more sweatpants.
I told you guys, I tried to be all cute and wear dress pants to church when I was in eighth grade, and Sister Jean Mary told me to go home and change.
Well, I mean, this woman she's got her butt and her back. Apparently.
Well, I will tell you this.
Keep the pressure off.
Whoever thought it was a good idea to start writing cute words on teenage girls' butts, sweatpants.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Mine says, open for business this summer.
Exactly.
Jessica writes.
Pretty much that's what all of them say.
I don't understand what the dress code is all about or how it's imposed. This is pathetic, anal.
Oh.
Self-justifying. This guy has the principal is a small man with a small job.
Dude, do you know how many, from a fashion standpoint, there are khaki pants that you can wear that are just as comfortable but look nicer.
Yeah. All right, so have we solved that problem? I'm not sure. There's a lot of interest.
Let me talk to her.
All right, let's quick. Here's Tony. Tony, make it fast.
Okay, Doug, I just wonder what the policy is pertaining to athletic wear outside the athletic department. Because when I was growing up, the policy was just that. But I would see any of my coaches walking down the school hallway.
Right, sweatpants. Yeah, I remember that, too.
Yeah.
Throw them out.
That's true.
All right, thank you. 800-510-8255, 21 after on Good Day.
This
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news. That's all you need to do. Every now and then, turn on the television set and watch the news.
Roberta, did you see the Dodger game last night?
You just love to make noise.
I'm not making noise.
Yeah, you are. You're just making a lot of noise.
I'm not making noise at all.
You're making a lot of noise.
Jennifer, you realize we never argue like this?
I'm wearing pink underwear.
I find it hard to believe.
What color is your underwear, Roberta?
Black.
Really?
Even lace underwear doesn't shut them up. This is amazing.
Because they know it's on us. Yeah. Like, whatever.
You don't think she's attractive?
No. I need a really pretty face. But hey, that's me.
Join the party. Doug Stephens Flex Day.
To make yourself relevant, appearing with Oprah, talking about the music of the day.
What I feel about some of the music, if it's not nice and talks not nice about women or, you know, anybody, and I don't really like the F word in music, and there's children that listen to our music, and I just feel like that's important for us to try to, you can get the same strength about your music without saying the profanity. I feel that.
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, she's 100%
right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Right. Anyway, one of the people that run the world of radio can't seem to get away from talking about Oprah, who I think has way overexposed herself. And I thought that the her appearance on the Academy Awards the other night was completely unnecessary. even though...
Especially when you have Anne Hathaway going, one of the cool things about being in this business...
Is breathing the same air with
right,
this woman.
Is breathing the same air as this woman. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That was the only thing she said that annoyed me. I'm on you with that, Richie.
Yeah, but they wrote that for her.
Yeah, of course. 26 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's another problem from Schoolville as opposed to Smallville. It's like they have nothing better to do in these schools. Man, it would be interesting to get the comments on this. Your thoughts on it, 800-510-8255, or go to DougSteffens.com. Click on the F button for Facebook.
Thank you for clarifying.
Here's the story of a 13-year-old boy who was arrested for using a permanent marker while in class at his middle school, a violation of an obscure city ordinance.
Graffiti.
Ordinance there.
Yeah.
According to the police department, the boy was spotted in possession of a permanent marker by a middle school teacher. The teacher told the policeman that the student was writing on a piece of paper, which caused it to bleed over onto the desk.
Mm-hmm. Party foul.
And then the teacher reported the child, whose name was not released by the police, attempted to hide the marker when she asked him to give it to her. There's a Facebook page, an account of this apparently, revealing that her likes and interests include the official Sharpie permanent marker page on Facebook. So this is a seventh grader who gets arrested and booked. And the marker goes into the police property room. What
I'll
in the
teach
name
him to play with a sharp
of God is going on? 800-510-TALK, 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit fellows.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tom.
Is the timely, useful, relevant, and fun line for you to be connected to as we discuss today's real news. And the we went from the girl who was, what, 13, 14? How old is she?
You said like 14, wasn't she?
Yeah, in high school.
Yeah.
And she got thrown out of school for wearing sweatpants. Ta-da! Now we have a 13-year-old who was busted for using an illegal Sharpie, magic marker, as we call them. I guess still could call them. Teacher's 50 years old, says he was using the Sharpie and it bled through onto the desk.
I know exactly.
So the police were called in.
Yeah, I hate that.
Arrested.
That's a little extreme.
But he should have gotten detention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cleaned off the desks.
Yeah, let him clean off the desk.
There you go.
All right, let's see here. Somebody doesn't like my attitude.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it appears that I'm vilifying the teacher here. This may appear to be a issue of a Sharpie.
I think we're vilifying the fact that they had the kid arrested and logged the Sharpie as evidence.
Right.
That seems extreme, unless he was graffitiing
ridiculous
stuff.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, she's right. Jennifer's right. If this kid was tagging walls and desks and anything else he could write on,
I say send him away.
Then you got to teach him a lesson. Yeah.
It's worth noting that these days a teacher can't so much as touch a student, must endure whatever abuse the young punk with a Sharpie doles out until a policeman arrives to put a stop to it. In fact, if you read most of the stories like this, bottom line is the teacher told him to give it up, and he said no, so he got busted. If you're just joining us, we're talking about some of these things that seem silly on the surface, but there's, a lot of, because of maybe what's going on in Wisconsin in part, and you hear it elsewhere, a lot of focus on teachers The teachers are in, this is a former teacher telling you that the teachers, many of them are in a tough spot.
Oh, a tough
You're
spot.
Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, it seems that the way to pick battles or to resolve some of the problems that are brought about by having spoiled brats that you'd like to kick in the butt. I mean, this kid, we laugh about a 13-year-old being arrested for having the marker, but I can hear a 13-year-old punk speaking back to the teacher and her, because the kids do.
Or graffitiing something and saying, I didn't do it, it was a mistake. It was
bleeding. Somebody else did it.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, this is, and how old does this make me sound? I swear I just turned 33, folks. But there, I mean, maybe it's the horror stories that I hear from my mom, who's a teacher, but there is such a disrespect for rules and authority by kids right now that I'm not going to judge this guy for calling the police, because we don't know exactly the circumstances. Yeah, it seems ludicrous to call the police for holding a Sharpie pen, but we don't know what the circumstances are around it. This guy could have been someone who tags things. You don't know the kids these days.
My wife,
any respect.
Janet, she volunteers at my son's school. He's in the first grade.
It's a bad sentence, by the way, Richard. You don't say Janet, she. You just say Janet volunteers.
She volunteers at the school 2 to 3 days a week and helps out in the classroom because the teachers need help. And they love, you know, when at that young age, when they have 26 kids in the class, they love for the parents to volunteer. And there are two other moms who volunteer in my son's class. And the rest, it's like this, drop the kids off, boom, they're going to school.
Get rid of them until I have to see them again.
My wife is trying to run a PTA fundraiser right now.
Yeah.
And where they collect, you know, okay, if you can get $5, $10 or something like that, and they're creating a basket, which will then get auctioned off. Do you know that she sent two notes home with the kids' folders, their everyday folders?
Yeah.
And nobody responded with any donations to help raise money for the kids' field trip classes.
Yeah.
So you go, okay. So she sent another one. Finally, one parent sent in something for the basket. Another parent sent in a few bucks. But other than that, Janet was going to have to come up with all the money for the basket ourselves.
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Let's do a fundraiser on the air.
We can contribute a Doug Seven hat.
Right.
Ooh, ski lift tickets. You need those?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the bottom line is, though, the point is that the people aren't involved in the kids' school. It's
okay,
like they send them off to school, and then they pick them up later.
Back up, buddy.
Go ahead. What do you got, sister?
As you know what? You're being snotty, and I think that...
I
because
might be.
Here's the thing.
But
I
when
definitely...
it comes to being involved in your kids' education,
yeah,
I think you have the right to be
Rich,
snotty.
You are in a very nice situation. I mean, yeah, you probably have to scrimp and save a little bit, but you are able to have a wife who can stay home,
and her job is
to take care of your kid volunteer in the class. There are tons of single mothers who don't have the luxury, who maybe really want to cry themselves to sleep at night because they can't volunteer in their
class. Misunderstood me and I said that I'm taking people to task because they are not volunteering. Wrong. But what I'm saying is they sent home notices and nobody, it's like everybody ignored the notices that, hey, listen, can we help the school out?
They don't, wait a minute, hold on a second, would you please? They don't give a rat's behind.
Exactly my point.
That's why the kids
they want you to call
are
them
doing
and bully them.
This sort of thing. Listen to some of the stuff that is, the people that are writing, listen to this. The teacher and law enforcement would have had a real problem on their hands if the child had been here illegally. What would you do then? Arrest or not arrest? Amnesty, citizenship, pretty confusing.
Can you
confusing.
Imagine getting deported for Sharpie use?
Yeah.
Adults, is another writer. Adults with no common sense. Policemen, the teacher, need to have their little bitty itty-titty selves spanked, their bottom spanked, and the finger pointed into their faces while a grown-up says, bad, bad boy and bad, bad girl, for shame. Both need to be removed from their positions immediately just for being stupid and idiotic. I'd like to have these two as neighbors or spouses. I shudder to think. Yuck. I don't know. Well, No wonder our education system has failed with teachers stupid enough to have a boy arrested for having and using a permanent marker on paper.
They're not thinking it through.
She and the power-hungry, stupid legislators that pass. Man, there's a lot of anger here.
Wow.
But I think here's part of the reason. I believe that this anger comes out because of what's going on in Wisconsin and other. People are coming now around to understanding what teachers have gotten. I taught for 3 years. I have no retirement, nothing. I didn't get anything. I wasn't there long enough. I wasn't vested in the system. And I don't care. But Tony got a little something when she retired. I can't remember what it was. But it wasn't a lot, like $800 a month or something. But we look at some of these the stories that are coming out now all over the country of what teachers, much of the focus is on teachers because there are more of them than there are anybody else in these unions. Mm-hmm. And then the school boards that in most jurisdictions act autonomously, so the town meeting or the city council have no say or sway over most of what they do. They can make their deals and the taxpayers have to cough it up, which is wrong. So it's part of this revolution in thinking and the action as the people continue to look at Wisconsin and the people, the union folks that go there, sit in the Capitol, they throw some of them out and they leave some of them there. And, you know, the pizzas are coming from all over the world to support what's going on.
What are the unions doing for teachers, though, Doug? I mean, really.
What are the unions doing for teachers?
What do they do for teachers?
They allow them to retire after 30 years of service at full pay. In some circumstances, 85% is the norm, but in some circumstances, full pay. And the public sector, the private sector can't do that. They can't match that. The taxpayer is being asked to fund something. Now, the other side of it is that as we are discussing here, we're sort of poking a little bit of fun at the teacher and the police officer. But there are a lot of kids who are disrespectful, and that's putting it mildly, who are out of control. Mm-hmm. And somehow, and this is what the frustration is, there are two issues here. We have the union, which is the unions, the public employee unions are a big problem. In my opinion, they ought not to exist. Collective bargaining is for the people who work in the private sector, mm-hmm. not for the public
sector. You hear the polls out this morning, though, saying that 60% of the public disagree with trying to break the unions.
Yeah, but nobody's defining unions.
Yeah.
This is the way the news media has presented this as an all-encompassing, all sizes fit one, or all, what is it, all people fit into one size. And that's not the correct
the same poll
distribution
says that 38% of the people would prefer higher taxes.
Yeah.
I want to meet those 38% of the people.
Yeah, right. What I saw was most people were blaming the Democrats for this. But what we have here, we look at these issues, and they're all sort of related. And one of the things, and it's so hard to get to the root of it, is the disrespect caused by all of the media that, you know, sort of plant some of these ideas in these kids' head. Goes from peer to peer, but it starts at some point. The anger that comes from children not having parents around, and that is really, I mean, that's a serious issue, frankly. A lot of things, there are a lot of issues here that are part of it. It's sort of, it's the tip of the iceberg, I think. Again, there's a chuckle sort of attached to this, but so many people that are so. My sister, who is, what would she be, 40? So she's 60 now.
And I'm sure she appreciates you giving her age out.
Yeah, she's fine.
But she looks great.
Yeah, Richie loves her.
I do. She's great.
Anyway, she decided not to retire this year. She has enough time in, she taught and then she had the children and then she went back to teaching. Loves the teaching but can't stand the school or the system. This is a framing of system where we live. But she needs to work another year because there's not enough to keep everything going. So it's a pretty interesting reality, I thought. Speaking of reality, 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken will join us in a moment with some interesting info that's compelling.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Your Pet's Health, I'm Wendy Gatlin. 80% of dogs in the U.S. suffer from oral disease by age 3. It's the number one health condition found in our pets. And if left untreated, it may contribute to more serious health issues like heart, kidney, and liver diseases. Leading veterinary dentist Dr. Jan Bello says simple things can be done to prevent oral disease.
First, see a veterinarian at least once a year for oral exams and necessary treatment. Second, take action to clean your pet's teeth every day. Toothbrushing is the gold standard, but if your pet won't allow brushing, you can eat dental treats with a Veterinary Oral Health Council seal of acceptance, like Greenies Canine Dental Chews.
Many treats claim to clean teeth, but most have no clinical proof they work.
Treats with a VOHC seal are proven to meet strict efficacy standards set by veterinary dentists.
I'm Wendy Gatlin with Your Pet's Health. For more information and helpful tips, visit the Greenies Facebook page or greenies.com.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then, hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougSteppen.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, is here. First off, to tell you about the pros. As a matter of fact, I don't think we can come up with any cons. Can we, under the circumstances? Can I mean, under what condition would you tell people probiotics and the kind of help that you get from using the Digestive Advantage products isn't necessary?
Can't think of it, because you need these healthy bacteria. Maybe if you had absolutely zero digestive symptoms, you just needed Sustanex to help you with the probiotics. But the probiotics are in Digestive Advantage, and they add extra enzymes, natural products to help you with lactose deficiency, gas defense, constipation problems, and just general digestive problems that the doctor can't help with anything else.
Yep. All right, so here's the bottom line. If you would like to have a good day every day, the healthful benefits of probiotics are the thing we're underscoring, and our friends at Digestive Advantage have a preventative formula to help with a wide variety of your gastrointelligence. There's a Freudian slip if there ever was one, right? Your gastrointestinal ailments.
Some people have their brain there, you know.
I've met a few of them, actually.
Oh, my God. What are you eating for breakfast today?
Shredded wheat.
Is that what you're doing? Okay. All right. Well, I should have known. At any rate, Dr. Ken recommends this product. And you know why he does it? Because it works. It's the bottom line. Isn't that great? You know that you can count on Dr. Ken for any of these things. We started talking about Sustanex a couple, 3 years ago. Comes from the same company. And now we're happy to have moved on to Digestive Advantage, because Digestive Advantage is a step up. It'll help you in any number of ways. If you're having signs of gas, things don't work right in your lower, what do they call it, the lower GI tract, all
exactly.
That stuff. Yeah, it's really a great product. It really is. And you can get it at all of the big box stores, CVS, Walgreens, Target, that sort of Rite Aid. 30-day supply costs you less than $10. Digestive Advantage is the way to go. All right. So, Dr. Ken, what's the big story of the day today?
Out of the Menopause Journal, getting those hot flashes, dreaded hot flashes, may actually be a good thing, because women who got them very close to their menopause were much less likely to get heart attacks and strokes. Those who got them long after menopause, much higher risk of heart attacks and strokes.
There's a new debate on the link between stress and women who are infertile, yes?
Or out of BMJ this week.
Could this be both men and women?
Well, it could be, but actually it debunks the myth that stress and infertility are linked. People blame,
really?
Women blame being under stress, inability in a single cycle to get pregnant. It's just not true.
A lot of attention this week. One of the big talk topics, as a matter of fact, is the death of this football player. And the fact he worried that he was getting Alzheimer's because of his playing football, so he committed suicide. I wonder, as you look at some of the news this week about Alzheimer's, because you got a couple of things Americans are worrying more and more about getting Alzheimer's. What can we learn from some of these cases?
Well, you want to keep your circulation healthy like you do for your heart. This is the best way to reduce it. Play word games. I got it on my apps. It's a great thing with the whole family.
Sudoku?
Playing.
Do you play Sudoku?
No, we play Word Friends, Scrabble with the whole family.
Word
by
Friends.
Our smartphones.
Really, you have to do it on a laptop or something like that. You
smartphones. Smartphones. Yeah. They each hold their phone and play against each other.
Really?
Electronic Scrabble. We're addicted to it in our family.
There we go. Dr. Ken, who's another addict on the Good Day program.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Starting or continuing, wherever you are with us, it's good. It's cool that you're here. Technology in the focus now, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Did you hear about the thousands of false tweets that were published about Chicago Mayor-elect, what's his name, Rahm Emanuel? Did you hear about this?
No.
All right. Well, I haven't heard either. And
no,
I'm
really.
Getting to the point where if you and I haven't heard about it, I'm guessing Jennifer hasn't heard. And if we don't know, that means the rest of the world probably doesn't know.
Well, let's hear it.
Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will fascinate us next with his story here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, and I want to tell you about a great easy way to back up important files in your computer. It's called My Media, and you can use it to back up and protect all your digital pictures, music, movies, and documents online. Set it up once and backup happens automatically.
But this is more than backup. View your pictures, listen to your music, and enjoy your videos from any computer or iPhone anywhere. It's safe, secure, and encrypted, and it's only $5 per month. Go to MIMedia.com. MIMedia.com.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
One of the best things ever done on Twitter is the fake account of Chicago Mayor-elect Rahm Emanuel. Everyone knew it was fake because nearly every single tweet contained a vulgarity, which is not unlike the real Rahm Emanuel, who was known to enjoy the frequent swear word. But it wasn't just vulgar. It was also hilarious. Using each day's public campaign schedule as a guide, the tweets commented on the day's action with interesting, insightful, funny, and profane play-by-play. There were nearly 2,000 tweets in 5 months. Another twist, the person running the account was completely anonymous. Nobody knew who he was. Even candidate Emanuel offered the tweeter a $5,000 check to reveal himself. He did not. Until yesterday, when The Atlantic ran a long profile uncovering Chicago journalism professor Dan Sinker as the genius behind the fake Twitter account. Head to theatlantic.com to read the article and visit twitter.com/MayorEmanuel to see what he did. Be warned, it's not for the faint of heart. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Here's an email question from Patty, who writes, "My supervisor sent me a friend request on Facebook. Do I accept?"
Don't do it, Patty.
Yeah.
"Do I accept? Yes or no?"
I would, but I don't get all crazy with my Facebook page.
Well, I'm your supervisor. I
and
didn't
you're
send
and
your
I
request.
Are friends.
Right, exactly. Are we?
Yeah.
And your dad is your other supervisor. So.
And he's my friend, and yeah. He's my dad, so right. Double trouble.
But your father doesn't have a Facebook page, does he?
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, does
you're
he?
You're friends with him, I think.
Yeah.
Am I? Oh, I think
yeah,
you're
does.
Right. I am, yeah. Right. Not that good, though. Not good. I mean, I had to leave the tip at lunch the last time. What kind of how good of friends can we be?
Outrage.
Outrageous. So how about in general? I mean, we're all sort of in a close circle here. Let's say we work for a big company.
A lot of my colleagues in the cable industry use Facebook, and their supervisors are all friends with them. I think it depends on your lifestyle and if it's the same when you're at work.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You know, there's a strange mix, though, when you professionally friend someone, and then all of a sudden you're seeing each other's personal as well
right.
as business.
Yep. It depends on your situation.
All right, I've got a special place for us to go. There's a secret society of people who own parrots on Facebook. Want to check that out? The Secret Society of People Who Own Parrots.
And you want a cracker?
I'm reading this story that we just heard in the Technology Taylor about the guy that was tweeting as Mayor Emanuel, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
This guy's a punk rocker from Chicago who gets into politics and just for the fun of it decided to do it. It's really
you know,
funny.
I want to have, is there somebody around who could tweet as if they were Mark Zuckerberg? There has to have been somebody
that's
tried that.
People do it. Oh,
huh?
Yeah, I'm sure lots of people do that.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, it's up to you. That's the answer. Did you like our definitive answer to your question, madam? 59 after on Good Day.